Vrindavan Mahimamrita Ki Jai, Jai Jai Shri Radhe. It's chapter 15, 1591. Stri Rupa Medya Pinde Muhur Amrita Diya Nitya Lolubhyamanam Chakshurnam Kudra Jiver Apivihita Mrisha Manan Atyanta Magna Jivamishtan na nishta viramati na manag vitasangridnu chitam. Ha Brindaranya, kanya bhavati mama gatish chedaham twats tito pi. Prabhupada Saraswati Pad says, my eyes repeatedly become attracted to the impure woman's body, thinking it to be nectar. I become fully maddened by receiving cheap adoration from insignificant living entities. My tongue is attached to tasting sweets. My heart is attached to wealth, and none of my senses ever become detached. Therefore, O Vrindavan, in spite of residing in your land, I attain some other destination, what will I do? In other words, I'm living here, but my mind and senses are somewhere else. My mind is dwelling on Mahamaya woman or Mahamaya man, and my senses are simply dancing over the sense objects. I like sweets too much. We shouldn't like anything too much except Krishna. We should only like Krishna too much and Krishna's name. People say, I like sweets too much. I can't live without sweets. They say all stupid things. Devotees. I remember in America, people say, we would say we're vegetarians, we're followings. Oh, I can't live without meat. How do you live? I can't live. Because they base their life on tamasic ras, tamoras. Without that ras of dead flesh, I can't live. So the taste of milk is described in Nectar of Instruction as another kind of maya. It's called sattvic, sattvic rasa maya. You're attached to the sattvic taste of milk. It's in the purport of Vachavegam, Manasakrotavegam. It's also considered an impediment, an obstacle in pure bhakti to be attached to sweets. Even maha sweets. Maha sweets means maha attachment. The word maha means big. It means you have a big attachment to sweets, whether it's chocolate, Cadbury's chocolate, but now you somehow did the supreme austerity of giving that up. But then you're only able to give that up because you substituted that with 10 kilos of kheer and burfi and rubbery and other things. And then you try to use lots of carrot powder here and there. Give you the faint remembrance of chocolate just to keep your chocolate samskaras alive. Can't dare to abandon carob. That would be like the last stroke, straw. Carob gives you some connection with that all-pervading blissful experience of chocolate. Of course, some devotee advocates say chocolate's fine, and there's always a chocolate debate amongst the Vaishnavas, to be or not to be. To indulge or not to indulge. The bottom line is, does Radharani make chocolate candy bars for Krishna? I never read anywhere. We can figure out everything to do the needful. If the needful is sense gratification, then we'll figure out how to do the needful. So he's saying that my heart is greedy for wealth, and I'd love to eat sweets, and I'm always thinking of women. And I'm living in Vrindavan? Hare. Kya hoga? Where? Kahan gaya? Where am I going? Where is my future? Vrindavan, I'm here, but what is this? I'm not here, or where? Actually, where am I? Are you living in Radhakund or Narakund? Prabhupada said when he heard devotees were living here without authorization from Guru, or blessings or sanctions of Guru. And he said, they're not living in Radhakund, they're living in Narakund. Narak. Narak. Narakund. They're not living in Radhakund. They're living in Narak. Narak means hell. That's a very heavy statement. Because without Guru's blessings, without Guru's sanction, this independent mood, this independent choice is the pathway to hell and rebirth. So they may think that we're living in this most exalted divine place of Sri Radhakund. But without connection to Guru, then it's dangerous, certainly. Vrajay Tishtan, Anuragi, Anugami, always be in association with devotees to be protected from the dictates of the mind and senses, ever ready to sweep one away. Thinking it is nectar, thinking it is nectar. My eyes always lust after the foul lump of flesh that is a woman's body. I am drowning in pride for my little life. My tongue has not given up its love for sweet foods. That's why there's austerities. One austerity often told in these brahmas, Kartik minor brat, Mag minor brat, Vaishak minor brat. Give up your favorite food article. And let's admit it. If you're a devotee of Krishna, what's Bala Gopal's favorite food article? Sweets. And he eats lots of sweets. And there's lots of maha sweets. And what's the favorite food article? And what do they say? They say Brahmins like sweets. Often in America, we give out candies or something, and people say, many, many business. I don't eat sweets. Black coffee for me. No sugar, black. All right. It's against the religious principles. Intoxication. No, in India, it's like three quarters of a cup of milk, half a cup of sugar, and 2 teaspoons of coffee. That's what you call coffee in India. In America, I want it straight. Sir, would you like sugar or cream? No, straight, black. So you're black, and your coffee's black, and you'll stay black. So we drink milk, which is white, and we want to become white and pure in heart. Shukla. Now it's next chapter here. 16.9. It's the last two icebergs for this journey. Karna Abhyarna Sparshina Shriti Varnad Aputrashta Sangha Matra Dvihasta Sangha Matra Dvihasta Nyastatmana Srila Vrindavane Jay Kastan Radha Padang Gan Na Stutvita. Who will not glorify that most fortunate person who never hears the word woman, who becomes frightened just by hearing that word, who feels uneasy in the association of women, and who has fully surrendered himself to Vrindavan? So, in modern ordinary society, one would be considered a misfit or a weirdo or some kind of retarded person. If he runs away from women, they say, oh, is he weird, or is he becomes kind of queer or some crazy kind of perverted person? He doesn't feel happy and joyful and giddy and laughy and enjoying himself and get all excited when he gets around women. He feels uneasy. If he hears the word woman, he becomes frightened. And such a person, he's worthy of glorification. Karna means ear, actually. Yeah, this Karna Abhya, he's afraid. His ears are, he has fearful ears. Abhaya Charna, Abhaya means, he's Karna, ears, Bhayam, his ears are full of Sparshanam. Strivarna, Varna means sound, syllable, Varna. Krishna Varnam Srihat, Krishna, the syllables, he came vibrating the syllables, Krishna, Krishna. That's Lord Chaitanya also. Means color, means syllables also. Krishna Varanatri saw Krishna. He was not black, but he was not black, but He's always vibrating in syllables. Krishna, 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 hey. Krishna, 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 hey. Krishna, 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 Rakshamam. Krishna, 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 Pahimam. Rama Raghava, Rama Raghava, Rama Raghava, Rakshamam. Krishna, Keshava, Krishna, Keshava, Krishna, Keshava, Pahimam. He's always the Krishna Varnam, Trisa Krishnam, Sango Pangashta Parshanam, Yagya Sankirtana Priya, Yajantihi Sameda Shaha. So, Sri Varna, I don't even want to hear the sound, these syllables, Sri, Sri, huh? Who? Let me out of here. Karna Avya Sparsha. I'm afraid, Karna Bhayam Sparsha. I'm afraid, I don't want my ears to touch that word. My ears? Oh, this lady came the other day. Oh, don't talk about this lady. This woman came and so, hey, Vishnu, 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 street, street, street. Become frightened by hearing the word. Becomes uneasy in association. And who has fully surrendered himself to Vrindavan. Because Vrindavan is everything. Vrindavan is for the ears and heart and soul and everything. Vrindavan is the place that takes away fear. You take full shelter in Vrindavan then. And you'll come to Vrindavan, you want to take full shelter and surrender yourself. Radhapad, Radhapadagan Stutvita. I want to read this other translation. This is verse 9, 16. Who will not glorify they, who not allowing even the word woman to touch their ears, terrified of any contact with women, and offering their lives to Sri Vrindavan, will not stay at the feet of Radha. Now that makes more sense. That's what it says. It says Radhapad. Radhapad means Nastuvita. Fully surrendered himself to Vrindavan. Srila Vrindavan ye kastan Radhapadagan. Astutva. Nyas Atmana. So this is Radhapad, Sri Vrindavan. What makes Vrindavan Sri or Srila? Srila means opulence, wealth, value, fortune, beauty. All these things are contained in the word Srila. So this is a beautiful adjective to describe Vrindavan because Vrindavan is full of wealth, opulence, beauty, and attraction. Srila Vrindavan, eh? In this beautiful Vrindavan, which is opulent, wealthy, and attractive, then who will not take shelter of Radhapad, shelter of Radharani? So merciful, so kind, so beautiful, so merciful. There's one other verse we can finish and try to bring our boat into the harbor. Finally, the safe shore of the spiritual world. This is the last iceberg on the ocean of devotion. At least, as I said, for this journey across the Atlantic. The next time we go, we may find more icebergs, but I may be a different captain. 97, page 590, 1697. Another one of these, kada, kada, when, so many whens, everything is when. Future is bright. Kada yamo damadaro paramo kamotsava vanam pavamo vamoru pavamo vamoru pramukha vishyamoha manasa nayamo nachaya nayamo shachaya patam avino yamo vanafala dibi kalam namojwala ridi bajamo rasanidhi. When will I visit Sri Krishna's supreme forest of conjugal pastimes? Parama kamotsava vanam. And we say Malayaja, Malayaja, that which is born from the Malayan mountains, it means sandalwood. Kamutsava Vanam, Kama, Kam Utsav, the festival of Kam, the festival of Shringhar Ras, Kamanuga Bhakti of the Brijvasis, the gopis, especially means the gopis, and Krishna Gopinath. Kamatmika, Kamatmika. That festival, that great festival, that forest, this is Vrindavan. Vrindavan is Kamotsava Vanam. It is not the forest of the great festival, the illusory form of lust or Cupid, was the forest of the great festival, Krishna and the Gopis' beautiful intimate pastimes and divine love, Damodar, Yamodamodar. When will my mind, Kada, become detached from mundane sense gratification, like the sense gratification of enjoying beautiful women, Vishaya Moha Manasa Pramukha Vamoru, Vamoru, Bhavamu Vamoru Pramukha Vishaya Moha Manasa. When will my mind stop becoming bewildered by the sense objects, especially or chiefly the Vamoru, Bhavamu Vamoru, that means woman, Pramukha means chiefly or primarily. When will I give up sinful life and maintain my life by eating fruits and roots? Vanafal. Vanafal means fruits of the forest. And when will I worship the divine young couple who are oceans of ecstatic love in order to joyfully chant their holy names? When will I worship them, the divine couple? Namojwala. Kalam Namojwala Dibi. Riddhi Bajamo. I will worship Rasanidhi, their oceans of ecstatic love. Rasanidhi, ocean of ecstatic loving mellows. So there, he has on one side, his mind is still attached to the mundane sense gratification of enjoying beautiful women. At the same time, he's come to this Rasasthali of Vrindavan, and he's thinking there's so much ocean of rasa here. I want to swim in that. I don't want to get knocked off by this iceberg. I'll live here simply. I don't come here to live with high demand. Mozzarella cheese melted on my pizza. And all kinds of ecstatic, elaborate sense gratification. I'll eat some simple vanafal, some guava, some bear fruits, whatever I can find here and there. In other words, the idea is now there's no forest and there's no fruits to be found. And if you want one, you have to pay a lot of money, 10 rupees for one piece of fruit. But the idea he's trying to say is, what's the principle here? To live very simply in Vrindavan. To wander around the forest and pick a fruit off the tree is not the same as having a MVT pizza for lunch. Let's go to MVT for pizza. Yeah, okay. We did that yesterday. Let's go to Govinda's and eat Italian over there in Govinda's. Okay, let's go to Gopal's restaurant and get some Indian stuff, you know, rice daljavati. Oh yeah, it's so square. That's the one. So chase the tongue wherever it takes you. It's not the idea of Vrindavan. Live on Vanafal. Chayapatam. The other translation, when will we go to the forest where Lord Damodar celebrates a great festival of transcendental amorous pastimes? Kada Yamo. Yamo means to go. We say Antaryami. You've heard this term? Antar means inside. Yami means to move. That form Bhagavan which moved in the heart is called Antaryami. Yamo Yami. It doesn't mean Yamaraj. It's Yamaraj. Whatever. Yamo. We have a prayer like that to Lord Nrisimhadev. Ito Nrisimho Parat. Ito Yami Tito Nrisimho. I want to see you inside, outside, wherever I go. So, Kada, when will I go to that place where Damodar is engaged in these wonderful pastimes? And this festival, Kamotsava Vanam, of transcendental amorous pastimes. When will our hearts become charmed by the sight of the beautiful Gopis? That's interesting twist on it. Moha Manasa. Let's see what else he says. When will we no longer travel on the darkly shaded path of the temporary world? That's the Yama such Chayapatam. The Chayapatam is a very interesting way. to describe the path of the material world. In other words, pata means path, and chaya means shadow. The chayapata means the shadowy path, the dark path. Shadow means you can't, there's no light there. So there's a path of light. Come to the light, Jyotirgama. Tamasimam Jyotirgama. Leave the darkness and come to the light. So the path of devotion is the path of light. And the path of sense gratification is the chayapatam. So he's saying, when will we leave the chayapatam? The yamo. We're not leaving. When will we leave this? We'll leave this path of darkness and enter Vrindavan, the forest, and just live on some fruits there. When will we no longer spend our time trying to enjoy the fruits growing in the jungle of this world? And when will we worship two oceans of nectar in our shining hearts? Bhajama Rasanidhi Kalam Namojvala. Kalam Namojvala. Well, that's interesting. Namojvala. Those two effulgent. The name, the Radha and Krishna, those effulgent. Interesting. It's translating Kalam Namojvala as meaning Radha and Krishna. Kala means artistic. Artist, one who is full of arts. Kalavati Radha. Kala Kshetra, arts. So Kalam Radha Namojvala, he has that wonderful effulgent name, Krishna. Ujvala Nam. Kalam Namojvala means Radha and Krishna. Riddhi in my heart. Bhaja Riddhi. Riddhi Bhajan. Tesham Sadhata Yuktanam Bhajatam Pritipurvakam. Tadami Buddhyogam Tam. I worship him in my heart. And then Krishna reveals from within my heart. Tadami Buddhyogam Tam. He gives me knowledge inside my heart. So when will that happen? Kada, kada. So that's the end of our icebergs, and hopefully our boat is still floating. And we'll tie up in the dock. And tomorrow we'll begin a new section. We've left that icebergs on the ocean of devotion. I'm sure no one will lament the journey. It was difficult, mind you. But somehow by Guru's grace we crossed over the ocean. Samsaradavanalidaloka Chanaya Karanyagana Avatvam. From Tasya Kalyana Gunanavasya Vandegaru Sri Charanavindam. Tomorrow we'll start a section called Braj Bhajan means Raghunuga Bhakti. And this has some different topics here. The sweetness of Braj is beyond the Upanishads and beyond Vaidhi Bhakti. Shastras are not required. Shastras can't help. No taste for Dasya Ras. Sadhana is useless. But he's interesting. Wait a minute, what are you saying? He'll find out. These are catchy titles. Jap tap yoga for 1,000 births does not equal padasevanam in Braj. Braj is the topmost sadhana. Braj has unique essence of unattainable Vishnu bhakti. Vrindavan stops all sadhya and sadhanas. And various interesting topics like this. So maybe we'll feel more relieved now that we've crossed this ocean of icebergs. We'll put to rest the chapter of man and woman, upadis and designations, and try to come to the platform of pure bhakti, which is first hinted at in the Padma Puran. Sarva upadi vinir muktam tat paratvena nirmalam rishikesha rishikenam sevanam bhakti uchate. And based on this verse, Rupa Goswami expanded it, elaborated it, and refined it, and honed it down to a very exact and clear definition of Shuddha Bhakti. This is bhakti in general. It's considered definition of pure bhakti, sarvapati vinirmuktam. But higher, deeper, more profound and all-inclusive verse to describe really all constituents of Shuddha Bhakti, pure devotion to Krishna, is nectar devotion. Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu Mangala Charana, verse number 11. 1111, first chapter, first wave. First division, first wave, 11th verse. Anya bilashita shunyam jnana karmadina avritam anukulyena krishnano shilanam bhakti uttama. Uttam bhakti, braja bhakti, pure bhakti.